What is good, everyone, and welcome back to the Nostalgia for Soldier podcast. My name is Taylor, aka Nostalgia. Joining me is As Told by Zoe. What's good, my guy?
What's good, brother?
Hey, man, I'm glad to be recording. I want to apologize to everybody listening. We took a week off without really saying anything. It was a very, I guess, just busy week for literally all three of us. Like, Kayla is not here today for
this episode. It was my sister's birthday last week.
Yeah, it was just a lot going on. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Being an adult and trying to do the content creation thing is, you know, it's not fun. I'll tell you that right. but it is what it is. We're just gonna keep, you know, saying, putting stuff out, see what works, see what doesn't. We're gonna be all right. So, today is a little bit of a different episode. Me and Zoe don't really have that much to talk about, honestly, so we kind of just making some stuff up, not on the fly, but kind of having a more like filler-ish episode, kind of similar to the one we had in the past. So we are without Kayla, we don't really have much to kind of go on right now, but when she comes back, we'll probably have a better topic today. But
we're saving a specific topic for her,
if I remember. That is also true. Yes. Today, though, some gaming news, and I wanted to bring this up to Zoe because if you think back to the Pokemon is trash episode, he had this rant about Pokemon games and how it's really the same product every year, which kind of got into like a larger topic about how gaming companies in general are not really putting stuff out, or like the big AAA people, like that do the Call of Duties and the Maddens and the 2Ks, like they don't do a good job of making a new game or a new experience every year. It's really the same thing, and then people continue to buy it and have the same kind of complaints about it being a bad game. And so what's funny is 3 days ago, EA released their, like, I don't know if it was like an earnings report. Was it an earnings report or something like that? Like,
they released a quarterly report, something, right?
Yeah, it was like some kind of report on the sales of their game FC 2024.
Yeah, which is the new name for FIFA. It's EA Sports FC.
Yeah, EA Sports FC. And it underperformed, and EA lost $6 billion, mm-hmm, with a B, $6 billion in market value. And their stock price, like if you look at it on like Google stock or wherever you look at your stocks, like it, like the plummet was nasty. Like it was nasty.
January 22nd at 4 p.m., it was $142 a share. Right now, it's at $116 a share. It's one of those comically, like, the graph is like this, and then it's a 90 degree angle. It's insane. It's they're crazy. They're down 18%.
God.
And this is a bigger issue than the Pokemon games. The Pokemon games, I was amping it up, right? Because there's a huge difference between the way Game Freak does Pokemon games and the way EA does their sports games.
Yeah.
And even 2K for a little bit, but EA is the worst offender.
Mm-hmm.
Because these sports games come out every year. In this day and age of online gaming, it shouldn't be a new product every year. It should be kind of live service, even though live service is kind of like a bad word. It mm-hmm. should be like you download Fortnite and they give you an update, right? you download EAFC, and obviously it gives you updates in the year, but every year when the roster changes, then you got like the major update.
Right.
That's what it should be, but they're not doing that. They release the same product every year, and it's not even like Nintendo remastered Metroid yeah. Prime, and they released it for $50, which was below standard when it came out, when standard was $60, and it's $20 below standard now, when regular games are now $70.
Yeah.
Sports games, so EA, 2K, and even MLB The Show, they're always priced standard.
Yeah.
They're always priced whatever the standard is. So right now they're $70, and I haven't bought a 2K game in forever. I never bought a FIFA game ever. But I grew up playing baseball, so I do have my fair share of The Show. I think the last one I got was
It was 16, wasn't it? I think we talked about that on the episode, right?
No, I got 2K The Show 20.
Show 20, okay.
I skipped a few years, and then it was COVID, and I was like, nah, fuck it. I'll get this one. And I was baffled at how bad that game looks. It looks like shit. Coming from, I'm almost positive, Sony Santa Monica Studios,
mm-hmm.
which, if I'm not mistaken, makes God of War. And God of War looks fucking amazing. Even if it's not the same studio, it's still Sony, because Sony owns The Show.
Right.
And look at the games that Sony puts out graphically. They all look pretty fucking good. For the graphics on The Show to look so bad, I'm not Mr. Everything needs to look graphically amazing, right?
Right.
But that just shows you how these companies that put out these sports games kind of treat the games, because if they were to put out the best product they can't put out the best product every single year, because there's not that much to like make better. So yeah. they kind of hold back in hopes that like the fans are like, oh, next year they got to add this, so I'm getting it. And next year they got to add this, so I'm still going to get it. And you end up paying $70 every year for the same shit. Not only does The Show look bad, it's got weird bugs everywhere. It's not glitchy, it's just weird bugs. Same thing with 2K. I don't know if there's a very funny lore accurate LeBron where he like pulls up from half court and like between the leg dunks.
Yeah.
Half court. And yes, they're funny. It's a funny video. But at the same time, it's like, this is a $70 game that you put out every year and you have these weird glitches like that. I like, what's going on here? Like, where's my money going to? Not only the money, the initial money of buying the game. A huge problem with at least 2K, it's basically pay to win. With not V-Bucks, whatever the fuck they're called.
VC, yeah.
With VC.
Uh-huh.
It's basically pay to win to make your player that much better. So the initial $70, because a lot of people get the game and then they get additional VC to just skip grinding.
Right.
So the initial $70 turns into $120, $130 for a game I got last year.
Yeah, for a very similar game. And then it's like situations where like today I saw something where like 2K didn't have certain features in the game or something like that they took away from last year's game that fans wanted to keep in there, and 2K added them like this most recently, and now people are like super happy with the fact that 2K added these new features. It's like, bro, these were in last year's game.
And
that's the issue.
And then, like I said before, EA is the worst offender because EA has gambling with the fucking card packs.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Do they do that with Madden?
I mean, Madden has Ultimate Team. 2K has an Ultimate Team variant. I know the most popular Ultimate Team style or like card pack opening gotcha system sports thing is FIFA. FIFA is the most popular of the three of them.
Yeah, it blows my mind because it is a form of gambling. EA already got in trouble when they did Battlefront.
Oh, the loot box for that. Yeah, that shit was terrible. That shit was awful.
So this is the same thing, but the group of fans are just different. The same people, there might be a little bit of crossover, but the people who were complaining about Battlefront are not going to be the same exact people playing EA FC or Madden, right?
Right.
So it's people that really don't pay attention to the gaming landscape as close as I do. That usually the people, what's the fucking tweet? The motherfuckers when game don't have a ball or a gun in them.
Yeah.
So it's like, again, I'm not trying to like make fun of them, but they don't really pay attention to gaming trends. So they think it's normal. So they pay thousands of fucking dollars every fucking year for the same reason that Genshin Impact players pay thousands of dollars every fucking year. Yeah. The only difference is Genshin Impact is free.
Right. Like it's free. Like you wind up spending a crazy amount of money on a free game, which still has its own set of problems, but you're paying for a $70 game and then having to pay so much money on top of that is nuts. And then like both like gacha style games and like 2K and Madden and FIFA, like those style Ultimate Team games, whatever, work in the same capacity where like you're opening packs for certain players, certain like cards and stuff like that. And playing the games don't give you the same amount of like virtual currency that you would need to be able to continuously bypass. So like, there's no point in playing the game. Like you or just like, have to.
You could maybe grind to get like, because I've played my fair share of like Final Fantasy had a gacha game. Yeah. And I thought, oh, I could circumvent buying shit. I'll just grind. Barely, right? And right. I didn't want to pay money, so I deleted it. You could grind enough to get the smallest, the most common card pack. But if you want to grind to get like a special card pack that, like in Final Fantasy, that would have Cloud. So in FC would have Ronaldo or something. Mm-hmm. You would have to grind hours that no regular human has.
Exactly.
So people just say, fuck it, and start paying money.
Mm-hmm.
And to go back to the whole stock price dropping, I think people are getting tired of it.
I hope so.
I think that's what it's because I think EA's biggest moneymaker, at least for the past, I don't know how many years, was FIFA.
I mean, and Madden too.
And Madden. And for them to have such a price drop in their stock and them say, oh, it's because FIFA FC underperformed, I would hope it's people being like shaking their Stockholm syndrome, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, what am I doing here? Why I just opened Neymar in FC 24. Why am I going to pay $75 or $120 to see if I can open Neymar in the next one when I already have him in the last one?
Yeah, but then they kind of get you with like, so I know, I don't know that much about FIFA's, but I know 2K's. 2K's has like, you get players and then you also get certain version cards of players with different stats allotted to them. So like
you so have, like you prime can, Michael Jordan.
It's essentially, yes. You could have like, I can't remember the names of them. It was like a, you could have like a Sapphire LeBron when he was in like, as like a Lakers LeBron, like 2020s LeBron. But then you could get like Ruby something, Ruby Quartz LeBron when he was with Miami. Like that's the kind of LeBron you have.
Oh my God.
You see what I'm saying? Like it's fucking nuts. So like you might have LeBron James, but it's like, I want the LeBron James that was in Cleveland his first year. Like that's how, like his, cause his stats are insane.
Yeah.
I don't want the gold LeBron that's with the Lakers now as a 40-year-old. That's the kind of shit they get you with. It's like, so you constantly open these packs trying to get like that LeBron or like, give me like a, I don't even know why, like Sapphire, give me like a Jade or something, like some kind of diamond colored or gem colored, like old school character, like give me like a Wilt Chamberlain or Bill Russell or something like that. Like I remember watching like Chris Move play Ultimate Team, like that's from what I remember.
Yeah.
And so like he was, well, okay, he has Buku money, so it doesn't really matter to him whether or not he's paying for packs or not.
Yeah.
It really doesn't, like, you know what I'm saying? He has crazy money, so it doesn't really matter. He's been doing YouTube for like as long as I've been alive,
yeah, essentially. Forever.
So like it didn't really matter, but that's how they get you though. Like he's like, he, you open these packs for like a coach or like a different players or like some kind of stuff you could do, and you can make the money, they can make the virtual currency playing the game,
yeah,
but it takes an ungodly, like you said, an ungodly amount of time spent playing. And like it's not like those 2K online games are short. It's not like a gacha game where you just do your little missions and you get money and then you're done for the day. Like you have to like play other people like full, like I don't know how long online 2K games are, but like maybe like 5-6 minutes and like 4 6-minute quarters. You got to so you got to play her. Yeah. That takes a long time.
Yeah. And I'm not going to sit here and say I'm immune to any of this. You know, I've spent my fair share of money on a free game, Fortnite. I haven't played Fortnite in months, but when I saw that they had, when they dropped Hatsune Miku, I was like, am I going to go? And this is coming from someone I'd like, I'm not a fan. I don't listen, but she's such like a internet icon.
Yeah, for sure.
That I was like, am I going to spend $15 to buy
to get Hatsune
the
Miku.
Hatsune Miku skin? But oh the my biggest, God. But the biggest difference to me is, one, I'm a fully grown adult and I can choose whether I want to spend the money, right?
Right.
Second, the biggest thing with Fortnite is the skins don't come with stats. The skins right. don't affect how you play the game. Everyone has a fair amount, a fair shot of winning any given battle royale. What you just said, the whole, hey, I have LeBron, but from the Lakers. Oh, I have LeBron when he was in the Heat, so my LeBron's better, so I'm going to win easier.
Yeah.
How that's pay to win. Is it not?
In essence, kind of, but like at the same time, it's like you still have to, like, the percentages of you drawing that card are still low.
Of course. So, but like, if I want Hatsune Miku, I click Hatsune Miku, yes. That's it.
Yeah.
If I want pink gold LeBron James, I'm going to have to sit there until I open pink gold LeBron James.
And you could be $100 in the hole before you get pink gold LeBron James.
Exactly.
But like, it's like a yes and no when it comes to pay to win. Like if it was like a situation where pink gold LeBron was on the market for a ridiculous amount of money and I bought pink gold LeBron,
That's more
similar.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Similar in the vein of like you going to click on Hatsune Miku and just getting her as a skin. Like if Pete Goldebrand was on the market and I just went and paid $200 say to get him right off the market, that is 100% pay to win. I'll say the other way is just whaling. That's what that is.
Yeah.
It's just whaling.
Yeah. And I don't know if anyone listening to us watches Trash Taste, but fucking Gart has made videos about whaling. And again, he's rich. Well, at least he has more money than us. I don't know how rich he is.
Yeah, he has more money
than us. So, like, it really doesn't affect him that much. So yeah. He can have fun with it. Same thing as, like, it's the same thing as, like, when Ludwig went to Las Vegas and he talked on his podcast about how he was gambling so much. They're rich, yeah. Right? So gambling doesn't really affect them that much. But for regular people, I do see, or not even regular people, for children.
Yes.
Which is the biggest issue, which is where I was trying to get to. I never have a list of things I want to talk about. It's always off the dome. You know, there are stories of like a dad that checks his credit card statement and he's $2,000 in the hole because his four-year-old who likes basketball.
Yeah.
Or his four-year-old that likes soccer, the new FIFA game, and this four-year-old goes, "Oh, I want Messi," and starts opening packs until he gets Messi, and he's $2,000 in the damn hole.
Yeah, for sure. Like, what was those? Oh, so I was listening to the Victory Light podcast with Mero, Rainey, and Liz, and Mero was talking about Roblox. And how earlier when I think his oldest, he has like four kids. So his oldest kid at the time had gotten him Roblox, but Mero had his own PlayStation and had his card on file on the PlayStation because he was playing it. Mm-hmm. So he had Roblox for his kid and his kid ended up racking up like $800 in Roblox. Yeah. And he had to like call up and like figure some stuff out to get that money back.
Yeah, because the kid doesn't understand.
No.
Yeah, and what pisses me off so much, I have gotten, you know, a little bit back into like gaming mode. You know, last year I didn't play too many video games. This year I already beat Hollow Knight. Awesome. I'm playing Yakuza. And in between when I have time or if I'm eating, I'll boot up Balatro.
Okay, yeah, I saw that. I think that's a really popular game. I might have to play that.
It's awesome. You like roguelites.
Yeah.
It's a roguelite. But the thing is, it's a roguelite with poker hands. And obviously, the better poker hand, like in regular poker, the more chips and higher multiplier you get. You always want to hit a certain number of chips every round.
Okay.
And you want to see how far you can go. And you could also get, there's a lot of rules to it. You get tarot cards that help you out. Planet cards that also raise the multiplier of a certain hand. Different kind of cards, whatever. The biggest point is it's poker hands. There's no real money. The one DLC it had was free. There's no real money involved. And I forgot who, but someone was like, "Hey, this should be for like adults only. Or this should be taken off of a certain." They were trying to get it off of Steam because it promotes gambling. And the creator was like, "Hey, you pay $10 to buy this game because it's that fucking cheap." Yeah. And that's all the money you spend on this game. There's no real gambling.
Yeah.
You don't even put... There's not even a thing... There's not even a mechanic in the game where you put your in-game money on anything to gamble for more money. There's no gambling in the game.
Like there's no like actual like bet like calling or correct. Betting with it. You don't there's do that. No betting. Okay.
And they were like, oh, you know, because it has poker cards.
Yeah. Okay.
But EA is allowed to fucking do the bullshit that they do with opening card packs. And that game is rated E for fucking everyone.
Yeah.
So like, make it make sense. That literally goes to show whoever's running. It might have been ESRB. I forgot who was trying to take it off of Steam. That goes to show you. They're not paying attention. They're not paying attention to these games.
No.
They saw poker. They saw playing cards in Balatro and said, gambling. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And that's it. They didn't play the game. They don't play Madden. They don't do any of that. And this is why it's so important that EA's stock price has dropped. It is so important. I hope. I'm not in that world, so I wouldn't know. I hope people are like, let's cut the bullshit, bro. Start making games or stop bleeding us dry. Something.
Yeah, I think it's just also I think a good big part of it too is not a big part of it, but like some semblance of a part of why FC didn't work well is the branding of FC. Like
FIFA. Oh, it's been FIFA forever. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like think about how iconic, not like obviously FIFA as like the actual organization that does international football, yeah. Right? But like if you were to say, oh, I like FIFA, the first thing coming to your mind is the video game.
The video
it's
game.
Not the actual sport of football.
Yeah,
it's no, I like FIFA.
I don't know why. They probably lost the rights.
They did. That's what happened. They lost the I think it was like some kind of like we learned about this in college too, funny enough. Like it was about like the branding licensing agreement mm-hmm. that they had. I think the contract either expired or FIFA wanted a crazy amount of money from EA to use the name FIFA. And EA was like, nah, we're good. And so they were just like, EA FC instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which just doesn't sound good. Like, oh, you want to play FC? It's like, oh no. It doesn't sound great.
I mean, it's another ex Twitter situation where people will probably buy it and be like, hey, I got the new FIFA.
Right. The people are going to call it FIFA regardless.
Yeah.
Because mama name of FIFA, I'm going to call him FIFA.
I'm going to call him FIFA. Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. All right. So here's what I wanted to get into legitimately today. This is going to be funny. For those listening at home, I want you to try to also follow along and do this challenge with Zoe. Okay? So what I have for you today.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah. What I have for you today are 10 light novel titles. 5 are real, 5 are fake. I want you to guess which ones are real and which ones are fake. Okay?
Okay.
Before we get into it, though, I kind of wanted to talk about like light novels in general. Mm-hmm. Because when I was making this and I think Trash Taste did something on this too, like asking about light novel titles and like why they're so long or they're like,
oh, just, yeah. they don't make any sense. I forgot, it wasn't Connor. It was probably Joey or mm-hmm. Garnt. It's basically they put the blurb that's supposed to be on the back of a book as the title.
Yeah.
It's so people don't have to turn it around to read what the book's about.
Exactly. I think I was doing some research and I think the trend, there's a YouTube video. I forgot the YouTuber's name, but they basically speculated that around 2014, a lot of publishers started asking for that stuff because obviously when you go into like a bookstore in Japan or you go to like, or just bookstores in general or whatever, how most of the time you just see the spine of a book. And so they wanted to make sure that potential reader knew exactly what the book was about before they even like slid it out of the the section and like looked into it. So
I just came up with a great idea.
Oh gosh.
That we can't do today. We'll tell Kayla. Well, I'll see Kayla, so I'll tell her.
Okay.
We should make light novel titles for either anime that we like that aren't from light novels, or we could also do like just shows in general.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. That'd be funny.
Like we could also make light novel titles for shows like Game of Thrones or Severance, Breaking Bad, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then we come next week, we say the title, and then the other two hosts have to guess what show. Have to figure out
which one it is. Yeah. That'd be hard. Yeah.
That'd be funny.
That'd be hard. That'd be really, really funny. Yeah, so that's basically – so, like, when I was looking at, like, the researching that, it starts to make the real ones make more sense. But also, just, like, they're also just – some of them are just really dumb. Like,
yes.
It starts to make –
I love scrolling through Crunchyroll and reading the light novel titles.
Like, it's nuts. Like, but then there's obviously really straightforward ones, like – is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon? I didn't choose that one. You already know that one, so that one's pretty easy.
And honestly, that one's kind of hard.
It's not. Yeah,
it's kind of hard.
Like it's a pretty straightforward title. It does. What's funny is like, that's not what it's really about. Honestly,
I haven't seen it. So
it's not necessarily about this guy that just like develops a harem of women in a dungeon. He's an adventurer that is trying to, I think he's trying to kill a demon king. I can't remember all the way, but like he just so happens to meet like girls named after Greek goddesses along the way. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Well, I thought it was a harem show. That's why I never watched it.
I mean, it is, but like, it's not like the main, like it is, but it's not the main like premise type. You feel me?
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's cause I remember, Bam, like I follow him on Twitter. He was posting clips of his watch of it, and I'm like watching those clips. I'm like, this is not what I thought this was gonna be about. So, but yeah, all right. So, first one, I try to make them decently like not difficult, but like make them sound very similar to other ones, so that way you might get some good reactions out of it. So, if you're following along at home, check your score to see how well you do as well. First one. I've been killing slimes for 300 years and maxed out my level.
Oh, jeez. I've been killing slimes for 300 years and maxed out my level. Bro, if that's fake, you're way too good, because there are so many titles where it's like, that's another interesting thing. A lot of light novel titles are like kind of video game related.
Yeah, they are.
Where it's like, I reached level 99 or some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm going to say fake. I'm going to say that one's fake.
That one is real, actually.
God bless. Fucking A. I like that to convince myself it was real, too.
I was like, he's on the right track. It's real, yeah.
God damn it.
This is gonna be a long. This is gonna be a funny one for sure. Oh my gosh! All right. So, follow at home. First one is real. It is. I've been killing slimes for 300 years and maxed out my level. That one is real. Next one. Suppose a kid from the last dungeon boonies moved to a starter town.
No, that's real. That has to be real.
That one is real. Yes.
No, I don't think I'm kind of going meta with it. I don't think you would say boonies.
For sure. That's fine. That works. Yeah, that one is real. That one is hilarious. I've seen stuff on it before. Essentially, it's like this kid who grew up in like this backwater town that's right next to the final dungeon that the Heroes Party is trying to conquer. And so he's strong as shit. And so then he goes to like the starting village for like other world adventurers. And he's just like overpowered for no reason because he's been killing monsters like regularly in like the really hard area of town. It's just, yeah. Some of these are just really like, yeah, that one's, that doesn't really sound like me. So that makes sense. Yeah. That one is also real. All right. Number three. Why does the evil demon lord keep asking me to help him write his romance novel?
You wouldn't put three real in a row, would you? Why does the demon lord keep
asking me to help him write his romance novel?
Nah, that's fake. That has to be fake.
That one is fake, yes.
It's good, though. It's a good one.
Yeah. I was like, because there's...
How did you come up with that?
I can't... Some of these are, like, based off of real ones that I've seen. And so it's like...
Demon Lord. Demon Lord really threw me off.
Everything has something to do with a demon lord or a villainous or some kind of reincarnation or some kind of other dimension. And so, like, I was like, okay, well, let me just add Demon Lord. And then I was reading something else, and it's about this guy, these two kids that are basically making their own romance manga. And I was like, I'm going to just use that. I did run out of ideas at first, and then I was just like, I'm going to just ask ChatGPT to help me out. So I did run out of ideas at the back end of this, and I was like, I just need help. But that one was mine. So that one is that one is fake, yes. So number one was real, number two was real, number three was fake. All right, number four. My high school crush is actually a 1,000-year-old dragon, and now she wants me to defeat her evil dad.
Dude. Real.
That one is fake, actually.
God bless. That one's good, bro. That one's really good.
That shit is so, bro, the amount of stories you get of like, my classmate is actually a vampire, or my classmate's actually a dragon, or some kind of elf. It's, bro, it's,
that reminded so many me of those. Of, oh my god, what's, oh, I don't know why it reminded me of Kobayashi.
Oh, like Dragon Maid?
Which, just a little break here. Kayla and Sam tried showing me. I'm the newest anime fan, which has already been like 5 years.
Yeah.
It's been a fucking while now. So I still get hesitant, and Kobayashi Dragon Maid just does not look, and Sam and Kayla were like, it's not that bad. Trust me. It's very cute. And we saw the first two episodes and I looked at them and I went,
yeah, nah,
I'm not watching this.
Yeah, nah.
I can't get past it, bro.
Yeah, nah. I didn't get
Kana out of there. She's too, she's too funny and she's too innocent to be in that damn show.
I personally haven't seen it. Like I looked at like a clip. I looked at the animation style and I was like, yeah, this one is not for me for sure. Yeah.
Like I said, from the little I've seen, my favorite character is the small child who's not sexualized.
Well,
everything else is a little much.
Yeah. It's insane.
Even Sam and Kayla, when I said like, I can't watch this, they go, yeah, I didn't think it was this bad.
Bro, like, wasn't it that show that had that weird, like, lineup of characters drawn a certain way, and one of them had those big-ass feet?
Was it that one? I think, if I remember correctly, yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's nuts. That's insane. Okay, number five. Yeah, number five. The villainess is obsessed with me, but I'm just the guy who sells portals. No. Oh, I messed that one up. Okay. The villainess is obsessed with me, but I'm just the guy who sells potions in the background.
I'm just the guy who sells potions in the background? No, fake. It's got to be fake.
That one is fake, yes.
Okay, okay. I don't know what, why, when I said it back to myself, I was like, something doesn't feel right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one
is fake. That sounds like an anime that people would be like, no, this is actually a really wholesome, nice romance anime. And people would be like, ah, light novel title. Ew, gross.
No, genuinely, like, that one, I could see myself watching that one. Not gonna lie.
I would try it out.
Yeah, or at least reading it, for me, at least. It seems funny.
I really have not tried Isekai. Now that I think about it. Which is the one? I want to try Shield Hero. I've heard Shield Hero is good.
It's not bad. It's in terms of some of the ones out there, I think it's on the better side of things. If I was gonna tell you to watch any of them, I probably would tell you to watch Log Horizon, which is an older one. Log Horizon, Overlord. The first season of Overlord's pretty good.
I think the only isekai I've seen. No, yeah, Sword Art Online's an isekai.
It is.
Yeah, and
it's one of the ones that it became like the one that got the most popular. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, it doesn't really hold up anymore in terms of, for me at least. I don't know if you've been saying that, but
I haven't seen, dude. Honestly, I think it's been 10 years since I've seen the first season. Yeah, I saw the first season in college. Freshman year. That was 10 years ago.
That's nuts. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was the first time I saw it. And I remember liking season one. I remember season two. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Because they essentially, like, did this weird thing where they came out to the real world, and then what's her name was still trapped in another game world. So he has to go back into a new game.
And his sister likes him.
Yeah. Like, he meets a new character and, like, develops a relationship with her, but didn't know that it was his sister.
Yeah.
And then there's like whole, it just wasn't. And then, like, the actual, like, villain is like a super creep.
That, like, started feels ripping up off homegirls' clothes.
It was not good. It was not good. But then they have three different spinoffs. Apparently, Gun Gale Online's not bad.
I've heard Gun Gale's good. I just don't want to get into it.
Me neither. And I heard Alicization is not bad either.
Oh yeah, I've heard. Maybe if I'm in the mood.
Maybe we might. That might be a theme episode.
Yeah.
Was Sword Art Online that bad? That's the name of it. That's the title of the themed episode.
You know what almost got me to watch Alicization? The Toonami voice.
Oh yeah.
I would just hear commercials like Sword Art Alicization, and I was like, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, the Adult Swim promos can make anything sound fire, to be honest with you. Okay, number six. Trapped in a dating sim. The world of otome games is tough for mobs.
Trapped in a dating sim? The world of what?
Otome games. It's like, those are like sims? Dating sim games, yes.
I'm going to say that's real.
That one is real, yes.
Okay. Okay. Wow, I've gotten four right. Holy shit. Otome Games? Is that just Japanese for dating sims?
Might be.
Otome Games. Please don't. Oh my god. I looked up Otome Games. Why is one of the first ones, for people who know, Hatoful Boyfriend? Do you remember that game?
I think so.
The Game Grumps played it. It's where you're a pigeon. It's the pigeon dating sim. Yes.
Oh my god. Yeah, I remember that. That's funny.
Oh yeah. It's a story-based romance video game targeted towards women with a female protagonist as the player character.
Yeah.
Why does... That's so interesting. Japan has like a certain word for everything.
Yeah, but I think it's like, I think that's more colloquialism. How do you say that word? I don't know. Like basically a word that's like, there's certain words that
it translates to maiden game.
Yeah, I think that's basically what it is. Like they take these certain words and they'll just kind of put it together for one phrase, if that makes sense.
Because what I mean is like shonen. Shonen means it's targeted towards younger boys.
Yeah.
You wouldn't call the MCU, like you would just call it a superhero movie.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say, and you would say it's targeted to younger boys.
Yeah.
You would. There's no word to make. There's no word that means it's targeted to younger boys in English.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like,
and a game like this, we would say dating sim with a female lead. We wouldn't say a certain word that means dating sim with a female lead.
Yeah, that'd be like the tags in the genre. It'd be like dating simulator, and then another tag would be female lead.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't be Otome, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean there's like young adult genre, like for books, but like it doesn't hit the same as shonen. It doesn't
hit the same, yeah.
am I on four?
Seven.
Seven now, my fault. Seven.
I got four right.
I did them. Yeah, okay, yeah. I did. Okay, I want seven. All right, here we go. This one. I was in tears writing this one. Write this one down at least. Do you love your mom and her two hit multi-target attacks?
Okay, that one's real because I've seen it on Crunchyroll. That one specifically, like I said, if I go to like to my boy Sevi's house and we watch My Hero or Chainsaw Man or something, to like end off the night, I'll like scroll through Crunchyroll and be like, "What stupid shit's on here now?" And I've seen that one because that one has an air surrounding it that I don't like.
Oh yeah, no, it is. There's something very. It smells like Oedipus in the air. I'll tell you that much right now.
It smells like incense.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. If you look at like the cover art for it and you look at like the trailer for it, cause there's an anime for it. It is insane.
And I don't want to watch any of it.
not even close. I hate that. That's one thing. Japan just has, look, again, not kink shaming, just kink asking why. Okay?
I feel like this one we should kink shame. It's illegal. For a reason. Right? So like I won't even kink shame a domestic girlfriend cuz they're not related. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess.
You're just messy at that point.
Yeah.
But this one
is legit.
Brother.
That's your mom, brother. That's your mom.
That's your mom. But go talk to other women.
Yeah, but I think what I kind of gathered, is that the main boy isn't the one that's like all over his mom. I think it's the inverse. I think it's like his mom is just like super like affectionate with him and he doesn't like it. And it's really weird. I could be wrong about that, but yeah.
Listen, I wouldn't shame, again, King asking why, if it was like everyone was obsessed with his mom and he was the only one that's like, ew, that's my mom.
Yeah. Right?
That'd be better.
Uh-huh.
But I don't.
I don't think it's like that. Just based off of like how Japan operates, I don't think that's how that works.
I don't know why I'm remembering a panel that circulated around Twitter where people were like, what the fuck is this? And I think it's his mom. Like, it's one of those things because Japan does this all the time where it's like a sexy lady will come on to like the main character and be like, haha, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
And I feel like I remember a panel from this light novel like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I can't, it's like foggy in my brain. Like it does not want to remember.
Yeah, it's, I mean, either way, it's just like insane. All right, number, what am I on now?
Eight.
Eight. What's your score looking like so far? Like, what are you
looking like? I only got 1 in 4 wrong.
It's not bad.
I have 5 right. I'm I know my shit, bro.
When I was going through this, I was like, I don't want to make it to where he gets every single question wrong.
I pay attention to marketing trends.
Yeah, I didn't want to make it so you got every question wrong. I just wanted to like at least stump you a couple of times, and then even for like people listening, they could like have their own, like they could keep their own scores and stuff. Yeah. So like I wanted to make it at least somewhat difficult, not just give you a bunch of easy ones.
Well, like I said, even the ones where I guess that they were fake, they were still good titles.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay. All right, 8. My smartphone became sentient and started giving me dating advice. But now it's become more popular than me.
That one's too crazy. Is it real? That one's real.
That one's fake, actually.
What? I thought it was too crazy to be fake.
But the thing is, there is a light novel. It's Another World with My Smartphone. That's a real one. God. Yeah. That's a real one. So I'm basically based off of that one. My smartphone became sentient. It started giving me dating advice, but now it became more popular than me.
I don't know why now it became more popular than me. Like, solidified in my brain that, like, it's real.
That's funny. There is, yeah. I remember, I think, did Gigguk do a video on it, maybe? I don't remember, but I remember him talking about, oh, yeah, like, he was talking about the isekai genre. That's what it was. And he was talking about how there's so many isekai genres that are so bad. Or show that are just really bad. There's kind of like just slop thrown or whatever. And one of them was like Another World. It basically was talking about like how a lot of isekai shows are just Another World with blank. Mm-hmm. Right? And he's like, well, there's a show out right now called Another World with My Smartphone. Like he just... Like the main character somehow has Wi-Fi and shit. Like, I just don't understand how that would make sense.
Was the vending machine show any good?
It's not. I mean, for what it is, it's not bad. It's pretty funny.
You watched it?
A little bit. I watched the first couple episodes, yeah.
I remember I wanted to see what it was about, and I just forgot about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's been... What's so funny is like that was on our radar for so long before it even became an anime because of Rainy.
and now Plus Size Elf is going to be an anime, or is it an anime already?
I think it's anime already.
I don't know.
Hold on.
Should we watch?
I don't want to. I'm not going to lie to you. It looks crazy.
It does look kind of crazy.
Let me see. Plus Size Elf anime. I think it's out. Is it? It was announced last year.
Yeah. It's that one's like a reverse isekai, right? They go to the real world.
Yeah, basically like an elf gets, I think she gets, enters a portal into the real world and like gets hooked on fast food, essentially.
Shout out Chaos Kid on Twitter, if I remember correctly. When that anime was announced, he put the Zorro. The Zorro Jamaican flag.
Again, will never not be funny. Like those. Never not be funny. Okay. Number 9. World end. What do you do at the end of the world? Are you busy? Will you save us?
What the fuck? Why is there... Okay. First off, no. Real. That one's real.
That one is real.
That one has to be real. Okay, second off, why the questions? That doesn't explain to me what the book is about.
I don't know what's...
You're giving me a question that I already had because I haven't read the book.
That one is, hold on. I think I still have the page up that basically explains what it is. Hold on. That shit was funny. Or did I close out of it already? Let me see.
It'd be better if it's like, who's going to save us? Not the, are you busy? What are you talking about?
Yeah, world end. What do you do at the end of the world? Are you busy? Will you save us? Takes place in a world in which monsters all but wiped out humanity 5 centuries ago. The survivors live on floating islands under the protection of leprechauns, which are girls with powers that allow them to ward off the monsters.
Of course they're girls.
Well, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It'll definitely get my attention if I'm like in a bookstore with the questions.
But most light novel titles do because they're so dumb.
Fair. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. All right. So with one question left, what you looking like?
Dude, I'm doing way better than I thought. I got 1, 2. I got 6 right.
Not bad.
I only got 3 wrong.
That's not bad. I wish Kayla was here so she could do this with us. Kayla, if you're listening, I hope you kept track of your score in real time because it's really, really funny. Like I
said, I'm going to see her. I'm going to tell her for sure next week. I want to do the light novel, making light novel titles for random shows.
Yeah, that'd be really funny.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. Number 10, round it all out. I became the owner of a convenience store in another dimension. Now all the heroes love my instant noodles.
I became the owner of a convenience store. So, I feel like convenience stores are such a big Japanese thing. And now they like my instant noodles. And so are instant noodles. Because they sell a lot of noodle toppers of anime characters. I'm going to say that was real.
That one is fake, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that was a ChatGPT one. I couldn't make up that one up if I tried
to. That was good, though.
That one was really good, actually.
Fuck, it had a lot of, like you heard my thought process.
But the thing is, that sounds like an actual... Like, that sounds like a real title. Yes. 100%.
Now all the heroes love my instant noodles.
Like, I can't tell that you how many... That
sounds like a reverse harem.
Facts. Or, like, even, like, how... You know what it would be? It would be I open a convenience store in another world. Like, I have the ability to, like, grab stuff from convenience stores in the real world and put them in my own store. And then all the heroes in that world are all women. Or all like big busted women, and they're and like just like love his instant noodles and hang around at the convenience store all the time.
I was thinking the owner was a girl, and it's typical fucking huge heroes, and they love 7-Eleven hot dogs because they never had one. And they're like, oh my God, this woman, she's amazing. And then she ends up with like the one skinny hero, like the one small one that no one thinks about.
Yeah. And like all the food has like health buffs to them, like attack power and like healing and stuff.
Yeah, like she gives him a hot pocket and he breathes fire or something.
Oh my gosh. All right, so what is your final score?
6 right, 4 wrong.
It's not bad.
That's not bad. That's, hey, 60%. I'm hitting 600. That's pretty fucking good.
Yeah. When I was going through this, I was like, well, I'll find... I was trying to like make sure that it, again, I was trying to make sure it was like all were just insanely hard to figure out. There are some that I didn't use that I kind of want to talk about that are actually insane.
Mm-hmm.
That I was like, there's no way I'm using this. I'm a behemoth, an S-ranked monster, but mistaken for a cat. I live as an elf girl's pet. That one's nuts, right? That's a real one.
That one gives a well, no, I might just be, my mind might just be tainted from the anime, the girl's dog anime, Reincarnation. Mm-hmm. That's why it gives me a little weird, vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, again, another title using video game lingo. I'm an S-tier monster.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder why they do that.
Yeah, I don't understand. But like, this one is actually, I was going to use this one, but this one is stupid. I think this is dumb. This is a real one. The results from when I time leaped to my second year of high school and confessed to a teacher I liked.
The time that I time leaped into my second year of high school
and confessed to the teacher I liked at the time.
Why didn't he time leap to like college? Maybe, maybe even third year when you're 18. Well, I guess again, it's lower in Japan, but still,
as the title suggests, it's about a 30 something salary man who looks back on his high school days and regrets not confessing to a teacher he had a crush on.
He went back in time?
Then, for some reason, he wakes up the next day as a teen during his second year at high school. He takes the chance to confess to her, and she surprisingly accepts.
I thought he went forward in time. He went back in time?
Yeah.
That makes it worse. Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's nuts. It's insane.
He couldn't go back in time, again, to college before she was taken or married or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Did it have to be high school?
Yeah, I don't know. And her, she accepted.
No, I know. That's like the cherry on top. But again, you know, smarter... This is a story about time travel. Why am I trying to think too hard about it?
But also just like, it's, what is, there was a, I don't know what we were talking about, but it was the three of us on this pod and we're talking about how a lot of romance stories in some capacity are just ego stroking for young boys.
Yeah.
Or men.
Yes.
Like there's no way in the world a 30-year-old teacher would be like, well, sadly that happens sometimes, but
just, your point still stands, and it even goes to, here's Andre bringing up Persona again. Where also, Persona fans, don't fucking kill me. I got almost 80 hours into Persona 3. I got kind of bored. And I think Persona 3 is the worst offender of, you're so cool. Oh my god, you could do anything. It's like, I feel weird. Because, you know, again, you romance in the game. And there's a certain character where I'm like, oh yeah, she's cute, whatever. And every time you talk to her, she's like, you're the best person ever and no one's better. And you are the most perfect thing that's ever been created. And this is, and I'm like, again, I'm exaggerating, but that's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a 27-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
In a dark room reading at how much this fictional girl is telling me she likes me. I'm like, ah, don't do that. Stop.
Yeah, it's nuts. But yeah, that's just basically what the vibe is every time. It's like it's like just feeding the ego, or just make it like a feel, like more like a feel good story, but in a very outrageous way. Like it just doesn't really like click.
And if I wanna piss people off, Persona 3 not getting nominated, Persona 3 Reload not getting nominated Game of the Year or RPG of the Year, I'm fine with it. And you're just mad because Yukari or Mitsuru was telling you how much they like you. And that's why you like it so much.
Okay, last one I contemplated using but didn't use. I'm a high school boy and a best-selling light novel author, strangled by my female junior who's a voice actress.
Say that one more time. I think okay. I missed. I think I blacked out.
I'm a high school boy.
Uh-huh. Okay, so he is in high school.
And a best-selling light novel author.
Gotcha.
Comma. Strangled by my female junior who's a voice actor.
Okay. So what I'm assuming the story is. Best-selling light novel author. His book gets picked up to be an anime. And he's getting strangled by the lower underclassmen because she wants to be in the anime.
Close. Here's what it says. As the title says, it's a nameless protagonist who's a high schooler who just so happens to be.
Of course, he's nameless.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Who happens to be behind the best-selling light novel Vice Versa. He discovers one of his classmates is a rookie voice actress who's been cast in Vice Versa's anime. So you're close. You're on the right track.
Okay.
They don't really interact until they head to the studio together, but when he's talking her through her character's motivations, he almost gets strangled to death. How did this happen and why? No one knows, as the novel went on hiatus in June 2014 after 3 volumes.
Wait. And it hasn't come back?
No.
Hold on. The title includes that he almost got strangled to death. And they never got to how, like, why that happened.
Yeah.
And he got strangled to death by the girl.
Yes.
Wait, only 3 volumes?
Uh-huh.
So it just wasn't selling well.
No.
I want to know why she strangled him. Why did she do that?
I don't know.
From what it sounds like, they showed that she strangled him in the book.
Yeah. Let me see if I can do a little more research, maybe. I have no clue. That's super funny.
You can't have it in the title and then not get to it.
Oh, there's nothing that really says anything.
Oh my goodness. That should have been like the first. That should have been in the first volume.
Yeah, I don't. That's nuts. Oh my gosh. I can't.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I hope everybody at home enjoyed that little light novel quiz. I think let us know what your scores were. Cause that'd be really fun.
Yeah.
Like send us what your scores were. That'd be really, really cool to see. Zoe, you got anything else?
Not today. Yakuza Infinite Wealth is great. I always call it Yakuza. It's called Like a Dragon. It's awesome.
Yeah. Real quick. I know I was about to start signing off, but they gave Kiryu cancer.
Yes. Oh, shit. Okay. I guess back to video games for a second.
Yeah. Talk about this real quick. Hold on.
So Taylor and I have been Yakuza fans for a long time.
Yes.
Because of Berlizzi.
Yep.
And then as I got into turn-based games, I played Yakuza Like a Dragon, Yakuza 7. One of my favorite fucking RPGs ever. Holy shit. That game's amazing. And then I went back. I played Kiwami. I played a little bit of Zero. I played Like a Dragon Gaiden. Which shows like Kiryu after 6. And now Kiryu is a character in Infinite Wealth, which I like. I like that it's both Ichiban and Kiryu.
Mm-hmm.
And Kiryu has like white hair. So it's showing that he's like getting older. And I came up with a theory. So I'm like 20 hours into the game. And there's this big moment where Kiryu tells the group, like, I got a few months left to live. It's because after he fakes his own death, he has to work odd jobs to get money. He's not doing fucking Yakuza shit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a warehouse and they're handling poisonous chemicals. And then a barrel falls on one of the workers. So he dives in to save the worker, but the mask he was wearing broke. So they're like, oh my God. And it shows, and he's in the poisonous gas without a mask. So he has cancer.
From aura farming. Aura farming gave you cancer. That's exactly what happened. That's crazy.
And I don't think he was like, I don't want treatment, whatever, fuck it. I got this much left to live. And it's fucking Kiryu, so even though he's a cancer patient,
mm-hmm.
he's still strong as fuck, throwing people.
Yeah, for sure.
It's honestly so funny because he's the only person in your party that can have the job Dragon of Dojima, because there's only one Dragon of Dojima.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, it's still a turn-based game. But before you attack, you can switch from dragon style, street style, and beast style, like in the OG games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it's really funny. It's fucking, again, cancer patient getting slashed by a knife and he's fucking tanking it. It's fucking funny. I do have a theory. Again, haven't finished the game. I haven't heard anything about it. I have a theory that he's gonna fake his death again to get away from the Daidoji faction.
Again?
I think. Listen, fucking Yakuza is ridiculous sometimes.
Yeah. I feel like he's too popular of a character for him to just die. I mean, he could, but then Majima would also have to die as well. I feel like they'd have to die together. There's no way they could stay alive, like one or the other.
And I don't think he's dying in the new pirate game.
No, that thing is, that looks funny as fuck, but I don't think
it looks awesome. And there's a little rumor going around that because Kiryu got his Gaiden game, and now Majima is gonna get his Gaiden game, that maybe in the next few years, Taiga, Sejima gets his Gaiden game. Which would be cool as fuck.
Yeah, for sure. All right. I just had to make sure we talk about that before we signed off, because I feel like that was, you texted me that the most random time. You're like, all caps, he has cancer.
I texted you as it happened. I was like, holy shit.
Oh my god. All right. Well, I don't really have anything else besides that. Make sure you tell us what your light novel scores were at home with the Cloud Sword.
Isn't that cool?
Officially signing off. I've been Nostalgia, aka Taylor, Astro Bunzo. We'll see you guys next time. Peace. Thank you.